In other Iraq news, from Central Command in Qatar, there was an announcement tonight of a successful rescue of an American prisoner of war. She is Army Private First Class Jessica Lynch of Palestine, West Virginia. There are reports of a major battle near Karbala tonight. Also today, U.S. Marines shot and killed another Iraqi civilian at a military checkpoint, this time north of the city of Nasiriyah.
And fighting continued throughout south-central Iraq today as U.S. forces apparently readied themselves for a move toward Baghdad soon. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Kuwait City.
U.S. troops are edgy all over Iraq. The possibility of more suicide bombings and the continuing attacks by Iraqi militias moving around the countryside in civilian vehicles have resulted in a cautious and potentially aggressive attitude toward much of the civilian population in areas where U.S. troops are active. BBC embedded reporter David Willis had a conversation with several U.S. Marines somewhere north of Nasiriyah today about how they intend to approach Iraqi civilians, most of whom are farmers in the area.
One of the Marines told me that he now treated every civilian with suspicion. And when I put it to another Marine that this was really just a simple farming family, he said, yes, but who knows where the threat is coming from next. Caution is the operative word here.
U.S. troops fired on a civilian automobile today as it approached a checkpoint in the town of Shatra. The driver was killed and a passenger was wounded, but no arms were found in the car. Marines at the scene said they thought the car carried a suicide bomber. Many questions remained about the deadly incident last night near Najaf, where at least 7 women and children were killed at a checkpoint. There are conflicting stories about whether U.S. troops gave the van they were traveling in sufficient warning. So far, there has been no clear explanation why the driver of the van did not stop. At the daily command briefing in Doha, Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks declined to discuss the details of the incident, but he did say that the American military would not change how it deals with civilians.
There is increased vigilance because of the tactics that we've seen used throughout the battlefield by the regime and the death squads that are out there. There will be occasions where civilians will be put into harm's way. We make every effort to warn, to try to cause a halt to the potential danger before it escalates beyond a point at which it can be controlled.
These incidents have overshadowed the larger picture of the war across Iraq. Reports from the battlefield suggest that a significant force of U.S. Marines has moved closer to Baghdad, east of the forward positions of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, which has been within 60 miles of the Iraqi capital for nearly a week. The closer that large formations of Marines get to Baghdad, approaching from the southeast, the sooner the battle for Baghdad is likely to begin. Reporter David Willis said today he was part of a massive convoy of more than 6,000 Marines somewhere southeast of Baghdad, moving into range of the artillery of Baghdad's defenders.
We're about to start the next phase of this operation, which will involve moving much closer to Baghdad. The men that I'm with are expected to face off for the first time against members of the elite Republican Guard. So it's a sober mood here, it has to be said, and nobody is taking anything for granted at the moment.
Further south, Marines fought for most of the day to dislodge Iraqi paramilitary forces from the Euphrates River town of Diwaniyah. At the same time, U.S. airstrikes have been concentrating on Republican Guard positions south of Baghdad for days. And late today, additional reports emerged of initial contact between Marines and Iraqi forces near the Tigris River, closer to the Iraqi capital than previously known. A firefight erupted at a waterway known as the Saddam Canal between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers as Marines probed the southernmost Iraqi positions defending Baghdad. If there was a recent operational pause in the push toward Baghdad, it now appears to be over. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.